Good evening, beloved, and welcome to a very special edition of Answer the Call. My name is Brother James, and I am sitting in this evening once again with Pastor Curtis McMiller.
Hello, friends.
Thank you all for tuning in to join us for our broadcast. Folks, 2025 has thus far been a very exciting year for us at Heritage Baptist Church. God has been blessing us abundantly, and tonight we thought we might continue to share some of those blessings with our listeners. Amen.
Amen.
Now, preacher, I know last broadcast we covered a lot of ground, and if you don't mind, I'd like to touch back lightly on those ministries just for any first-time listeners that may be joining us tonight. So I know we opened last week speaking on the Shining Star School that we will be opening this August. So what can you share with us about this amazing blessing?
Yes, so also, once again, as Brother James indicated, thank you so much for inviting us into your home this evening. Quickly, we just wanted to touch on how that, our school will be starting this year, somewhere around the second week of August. It will involve grade levels K-4 through 8th grade, and the school is accredited. And so we're really excited about that. We have the accreditation in place for the students. Our tuition, obviously, is one of the things we shared, involves the school choice program. If you qualify for that, the state will cover all of the primary cost of our school. If you live in Racine and you qualify for the school choice program and you would like for your children to come to our school, that is doable. We can not only make that happen, but we encourage you, if you're able to do that. Our church is located on the north side, and so the south side of Racine may be a closer fit for you. Uh-huh. Also, we're going to have an open house. That's going to be scheduled for the 12th of April, and we're going to have a bouncy house and some treats and an opportunity for you to come in and view a classroom that is set up just for the occasion, to give you a general idea of how that would look. Amen. And the phone number for our school, if you didn't get it the last time, it's 414-732-4983. And so that primarily is the information involving our school. And so since we're on that, let's touch on some of the other items that we talked about in our last broadcast.
Sure.
We were so excited to mention this as well. Our bus ministry will be starting also in the month of April, April the 20th. If you live in Kenosha and you'd like to come to our church and you want to ride on the bus, this bus ministry primarily is for children from 5 years old to 16. We would love to pick you up, and you can give our church a call if you're interested in that. We also, with the bus, our desire is to run it not only on a Sunday morning, but sometime down the road we'll be utilizing the bus for Sunday night and Wednesday night as well. And so we're just excited about that. And then also, the last thing that we touched on was our youth group. We thank the Lord that we have an opportunity for young people from the ages of 12 through 18 to attend our services here on a Sunday night. They will have their own location. They will be working with our youth workers. They are obviously adults working with the young people, and we want to do our best to encourage them, to build them up, but foremost, want to get them saved. We want them to know our Savior so that they can, of course, have a life of victory, a life of success, a life in Christ.
Amen.
And so, once again, we have that the third Sunday of each month, and so we are just excited about that as well.
And of course, we also have our birthday cake service on that same third Sunday.
Yes, so that is exciting. The young people get to play a part of that, and you know what a wonderful thing if they celebrated a birthday, they would be the first one to get the first piece of the cake and the ice cream.
Amen.
So that's exciting.
Amen. Now, just so many things going on, preacher, and one of the ones that I've found great value in personally, I know, is our Simple Steps Addiction Program run by our brother Juan. What would you like to share about that?
Yes, so we do have an addictions program. And it's called Simple Steps, as Brother James indicated. He is actually one of the crown jewels of that particular ministry, and that ministry is led by Juan Prado. He's a good man here at our church.
Amen.
And we've had this addictions program now for going on 2 years, and it's much more than just an addiction program. It also is an opportunity maybe for new Christians to come out and receive some additional help, maybe just kind of nailing down some biblical principles that would help them to grow. And that particular meeting, it's scheduled for every Friday night. They meet here at Heritage Baptist Church at 7 p.m. It starts out with a 10-minute video that has illustrations and it has a principle that's applied in the video. After that, then there's this brief breakout session that we have, which probably is one of the highlights of the Simple Step program. The ladies are in a special location. The men are in another location, and we have work booklets that the people who are a part of that get a free workbook the first couple of weeks they come out. We give that to them, and then there are other books that are a continuation of that particular program. But that breakout session, again, it's one of the highlights of that Simple Step ministry. And then at the close of the evening, we have snacks there for those that are part of that. And we also have nursery. And so if you have little ones that might prevent you from coming, we do have a nursery scheduled or set up for them. And we've seen some success in that. Obviously, we want to see more, but we do thank the Lord for that opportunity that's available in our Simple Steps ministry.
Amen. I know I've seen a lot of growth in some of the participants over the past couple years. And it's also nice that we do give out that initial booklet free, just to kind of have a try it to see if you find value in it, right?
Yes, in fact, what we typically do is, as we have a first time visitor come, we give them a packet, and the book is in that packet, and one of the things that Brother Juan will share with them is that if you like the program, give us a try, give us 5 Fridays, come out for 5 weeks, and see if this might be something that will be a good fit for you. We do know that the answer is in Jesus Christ. It's not in publications or materials. It is found in Christ, and we do thank the Lord for the publications and the materials, because that could be used as a springboard to introduce them to the Savior. And so we are so excited about this particular ministry. And again, if you're struggling with some addiction, if you want to have a place to come where you can get with other people, other believers, or if you just want to come out and know the Savior a little bit more deeper than you normally would on a Sunday morning, we encourage you to come out to that particular ministry.
Amen. And then I also know, Preacher, every Saturday we have our evangelical outreach program.
Yes. So we have, it's an evangelistic drive, a thrust, in which we go out as a group of men, and we're going to be starting that with ladies as well. But every Saturday at 11 o'clock, we meet here. We grab a handful of tracts, and we take the gospel out into our community. This is how we fulfill the Great Commission. We go door to door. We call it door to door soul winning. You might call it something else. And friend, I personally believe that this is the backbone of the local New Testament church, getting the gospel message out of the church so that people might be saved and come to know Christ as their Savior.
Yes, sir. I mean, your missionary field begins so often right in your own backyard. Your calling to ministry begins where you're found today. So I think
Amen.
It's just wonderful that we as a church group together and kind of bond together to fulfill that Great Commission, to fulfill that call to ministry. And in that same mindset, I know I'd like to hear your thoughts, Preacher, on our Milwaukee project.
Yes. So one of perhaps the biggest highlights of this year, besides our school and our bus ministry and other things that we mentioned in this broadcast, is the opportunity to plant a new church in Milwaukee. And so that's what we're looking at doing sometime this year. We do have a date that we're looking at. It's kind of a broad date. It's in between July and August, somewhere around that time frame. And our desire is to plant an old-fashioned, Bible-believing, gospel-preaching church there in the city of Milwaukee. The name of the church that we're looking at planting, we already have a name for it. It's going to be called Landmark Independent Baptist Church. And I know that there are several good Bible preaching churches in Milwaukee, but there is not enough. And so God has laid it on our heart to step out by faith and to do what's necessary to get a new work going there in the city of Milwaukee. As you know, Milwaukee is the largest city in our state, and it is in desperate need of the gospel. And so we're so excited about that. In fact, we have a team of men that will be sowing the seed there for the church plant. We are obviously at this time of the year, we've been hindered by the weather, but we know that the weather is going to be changing here soon. And we've already thrown out some seed leading up to even today. We've had a fairly good response. We also have some other churches that are going to be working with us. So we are excited about what the Lord is doing here at Heritage Baptist Church.
Amen. We have so many ministries that are just opening up, preacher, and just so many possibilities, not only to serve, but also to be a blessing to others.
Yes, and so on that particular note, we want to say just thank you for tuning in tonight. And as you know, these are just some of the highlights of Heritage Baptist Church. And maybe you're looking for a church. We'd love to have you come and pay us a visit. We are located here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And so on that note, friend, would you be willing to make a decision to serve the Lord? Would you be willing to trust Jesus as your Savior? Would you, my friend, be willing to answer the call?